Iliopolis, Thursdays from 8 to 11 p.m. It's international.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Just a moment ago, we heard brand new music from the Seedy Seeds. That was Run Down the Day off of their new album, Verb Noun. And we're going to get that playlist updated for you on WYSO.org. Actually, look at that. We are updated. That usually doesn't happen this early in the show. We had the Jim Yoshi pilot before the Seedy Seeds with a track from Picks Us Apart. We heard Jailhouse Rock. And we started off with new music from Beirut. That was East Harlem off of the Riptide. Right now, I want to welcome our guests into the studio. They are a super cool band that has some new tracks to share with us. And we're going to talk about them, their live gigs, all that fun stuff here in just a little while. But first, I'm going to hand things over to Magic Jackson for some live music.
Hey, thanks, Juliet. I got no feeling left, no heartbeat in my chest. You shut my body down when you started messing around. You got me paranoid, I think I hear your voice. It had me freaking out when you started messing around. Got me paralyzed from all your funkin' lies. You kick me when I'm down when you started messing around. You can't erase me, try to replace me. I barely left your town when you started messing around. We'll be right back. You got me paralyzed from all your fucking lies. You kicked me when I'm down, when you started messing around. You can't erase me, try to replace me. I barely left your town when you started messing around. Just can't get enough. Your touch, your kiss, girl, that's what it is. Your body was made for my body. Sweat. Who keeps that kitty wet? That meat from your legs, girl, I just can't forget. Your smell, your taste, that thing down around your waist. Your body was made for my body. 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 Your body was made for mine. We'll be right back. get down. Get up with the get. Get up with the get down. Get up with the get. Get up with the get. Get up with the get down.
It's time.
So pick up your feet and get on down. That Juliet,
that's pretty fantastic.
Thanks.
That was Magic Jackson live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to be back to chat with them here in just a moment. Stick around, it's coming up next on YSO.
Dance.
This is Derev Cool. Join me each and every Friday night for the Indestructible Beats, Transplanetary Sounds, Global Groove, and fabulous tunes found right here in your own backyard during Around the Fringe. You're the VIP at the best darn dance party anywhere. Friday nights, 8 to midnight on WYSO 91.3 FM.
The Brooklyn-based band Milagres may have a Portuguese name, but their music is pure Brooklyn indie pop on their debut album, Glowing Mouth. I'm David Dye. It's a winner, and it's no surprise that the band can carry it off live. It is Milagres. They join me live in the studio on the Next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after our excursions on 91.3 WYSO.
Hearing voices.
So I wanted the pig to, like, have, you know, like, just have a nice last night, pretty much. Because the whole thing I kept saying was that, like, every pig dies, but not every pig truly lives.
Lost critters. One pig, some dogs, some cats, and a whole lot of camels. Lost critters, this week on Hearing Voices.
Thursday night at 11 on 91.3 WYSO.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the Next On Point, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer joins us. We'll talk democracy, Citizens United, and life on the high court. That's coming up on the Next On Point from NPR.
Tune in to On Point tonight at midnight on member-supported 91.3 WYSO.
This is Nina Ellis, the general manager of WYSO. What should a radio station do when times are tough? Sit on our hands and wait it out? For 53 years, WYSO has broadcast local and national programs of quality, news, music, public affairs, to keep all of us connected to each other and the rest of the world. So now, WYSO will keep on providing programs with your support. Become a member at WYSO.org.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Book Nook on WYSO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Book Nook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. I'm Juliet Fromhold, and it is my great pleasure to welcome Magic Jackson into the studio. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Very happy to have you all here.
We're happy to be here with you.
Excellent, excellent. Well, before I get to all of the big burning questions, because as you were playing, I thought of like five different things that I wanted to chat about based on what I was hearing. Why don't we give some people some background? Tell me a little bit about how you guys all started playing together.
Well, our drummer's been a part of the Dayton music scene for the last 10 years, and Mike moved up from Cincinnati, and I had moved back to Dayton, and everybody just kind of knows everybody. John, our guitar player, is a friend of a friend. Danny Sowers from Romeo Champagne hooked us up with him, and that's kind of how we all ended up together. So,
And when you guys all ended up together and started playing together, when you were playing just now, there was a lot of energy, and you guys obviously are really, really in tune with one another as you're playing. And I would think you would have to be to do those long stretches, going, you know, blending song into song and doing those long jams. How long did it take for that to really click as a foursome?
Well, actually, this lineup's only been together for probably 6 months or so.
Wow.
But I think it just kind of speaks to the ability of everybody playing the group that it's like, here's a ton of songs, let's learn them and get it together. And I mean, John was kind of the last piece of this puzzle as we currently are. And, you know, we've literally dropped probably 20 songs on them. And, you know, it's we're still, see, for us, we're still working on stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, for however you hear it, it's like we're hearing other things and we kind of see where the direction of things are going. And, but yeah. Really, in terms of the improvised stuff, we've just kind of been humping it all summer long, playing a ton of gigs, and we're kind of at a point right now where we've got like a solid hour and a half to 2 hours just nailed down, you know? And that's a clump of that 2 hours or so, you know?
Very nice. Very nice. Do you find that have your songs evolved throughout, you know, different lineup changes and things like that? And even from show to show, are they always, you know, are there elements that always stay the same and things that change, or is it always changing and evolving?
I think as you're traveling down the road, you see the same signposts, but you notice different things along the way. And I think that's kind of how we are, is that each song has certain signposts, whether energy wise or, you know, sometimes like emotionally, or when you're just feeling the thing, everybody knows it's time to move on and start looking for the next signpost. But along the way, you notice this here or that there, and there's room to explore within those gaps, you know. But I think essentially we're all kind of looking for the same things along the way to know where we're at, you know.
I take a kind of a Zen philosophy towards it that every time I play the song, it's the first time I've ever played it. So there's always those elements of surprise or something new, regardless of how many times you've ever played the song. So, but I think, too, also some of us come from a heavily improvised background of playing a lot of improvised music, which also helps for any of those kind of curveballs that I think will happen.
Well, let's talk about background a little bit. You know, just in hearing what you were playing, I heard rock and roll, I heard jam, I heard jazz, like straight up, like traditional jazz, and then a lot of funk in there too. Where do you guys come from musically, and how do you bring that into what you're playing?
Well, I started when I first started playing music, I played a lot of punk rock and speed metal.
Nice.
Believe it or not. And I think that's kind of where I try to bring the energy from. But I've pretty much played every style of music in almost every genre that I've ever heard at some point. But I love that. I love something about all music. So I think that, but you know, I got heavily into my mother's jazz and funk and soul records. At the same time, I'm listening to all my dad's Johnny Cash and Buddy Holly and all the doo-wop bands and stuff like that. And at the same time as that's happening, I have all my older cousins feeding me full of Frank Zappa, Parliament and Funkadelic, and James Brown, and just all those great bands from the 70s. And so, you know, I try to in some way encapsulate something from all those styles, and because I love something about all of them.
Very cool.
I'd say that, I mean, how you describe things pretty much nails on the head. I mean, you picked up on everything that's kind of in there.
Right.
I think we all have each one of those things that you mentioned within what we gravitate towards. But I'm sure that we've all just kind of discovered each thing at a different point. And, you know, for me, I grew up listening to Motown stuff and you know, Stax Records and all the stuff that the R&B, classic R&B.
Well, that's
you know?
Where it's at. That's where it's
yeah.
at.
Yeah. Well, and for me as a rhythm player, that's totally where it's at, is the Steve Cropper style guy in the corner that's totally locked in with the bass and with the drums, you know? But I think, I don't know. Like right now, I think we're a solid Dayton band. It kind of epitomized what Dayton is about. I don't know. I mean, everybody, there's so many opinions on what Dayton's about, I guess. But for us, all the funk that I really dug the most after kind of digging through, I realized that's from Dayton, you know? So I think where lots of people right now feel like the relevant scene to what we're doing is like a hard rock or like a jam band thing. I think jam band, the scene has been for the majority of the time that most of the older cats around town would say that there's been no scene. It's been all of us playing open jams since we've been 18 years old or whatever, and we're now 30s, whatevers, you know? And but before that, there's like the hard rock thing, and then you go back before that, and there's the Slave and Ohio Players and Fazo, and you know, that's the stuff that we've really been listening to a ton. At least I've been listening to it. I know Mike has too, but I grew up. I love James Brown, and I think the best band right now for the money is Jamiroquai. You know, I would travel anywhere to see those guys if they would come to this country. You know,
well, I think we're fortunate being from Ohio with that encapsulated. Anywhere I've ever been, people are like, oh, you're from Ohio, you know, King Records, you mm-hmm. know, stuff like that, where it's like, this is the nucleus of where yeah. all that funk style of music, regardless of if you play jazz, all the jazz cats I know that are from Ohio, they have this certain kind of funkiness with them that you don't get from the cats from New York or from Chicago yeah. or even from New Orleans. That's a different funk down there. But, you know, there's something specific about this region with that, and I think it's very fortunate to kind of be, you know, part of that.
Well, we kind of put, like, that gritty, dirty thing that Dayton does with its music on top of that super smooth, two-chord bass, you know, just, like, verse and hook, that's it, style of funk that Dayton does, you know? And, I mean, Mike is just a phenomenal bass player that can slap the thing like, you know, like it's his job. And so... I mean, that's what he loves to do, so it makes it kind of easy to either funk it out or rock it out, or we could space it out and jazz it, you know?
All of the above.
We're lucky. I mean, I feel very lucky to be playing with these guys that really, I mean, I was saying the other day, I was like, you know, we should do a metal song, like a speed metal song, you know? And I feel like we could, you know? Mm-hmm. If we wanted to do some country stuff.
It'd be pretty funky.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to hear that, actually. Well, in talking about, you know, being from Ohio and being, you know, from Dayton specifically, have you had any opportunities to get to either play with or just chat with some of these guys, you know, that are still around, like some of the Ohio Players guys, some of the old funk players? Have you had a chance to either work with them or just, you know, be around them and chat?
I'll tell you what, I've been trying to get on these guys in defunk. I saw you there at Jilly's the time with the baby. So, I mean, Mike and I went to the Fazo show down at Jilly's. And, I mean, we've been fans of all this stuff for a while. And it's cool to walk in and just feel like you're among these guys who are still in town and still doing the thing. And I said to Mike, I was like, man, these are the guys we need to be jamming with, you know? I nothing against the blues jams or the, you know, there's the jazz nights or the open jam things that we have in the jam band sort of crowd. But it's like, you know, if you want to be playing with these guys and taking some lessons too, those are the cats you need to be playing with, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, in talking about, you know, the funk scene versus the jam band scene and all that, I know that you guys play a lot of the jam shows that are, you know, sort of the outdoor festivals, you know, and there's definitely a crowd that, you know, surrounds that and travels from festival to festival. How is that the same or different than playing a club show, like playing, you know, Jilly's or Canal Street Tavern or something like that? Do you guys prepare for it differently? Is there a different kind of energy or...
I think that the main difference is that these jam band festivals, I think that's just the kind of the moniker that you have to call something like that, where there's just every band can't really be put into a category. And I think that's kind of what developed that scene in the sense that, you know, there's it's not just all like blues rock or it's not all Grateful Dead jammy kind of two chord things, that you can see a band like Papa Dosio or something that incorporates all these electronic elements, but yet still appeals to these people. I think that scene, what's really cool about playing those festivals is that there's a lot of open ears. in that scene. So I think being in this jam band scene for as long as I've been in, since 1993, when it first started to bloom and become what it is, is that that was the place where you could kind of take any original idea and play it. And as opposed to like playing at a club or something like that, like especially Jilly's, where, you know, that's known as a jazz club. They play jazz and blues there.
Blues, yeah.
We're playing a gig on October 1st at Canal Street, where at Jilly's, one of my guitar teachers from LA is playing at Jilly's. It's one of those things where it's like that, you know, I think that's the main thing, is that with a club, you kind of are stuck in whatever kind of vein that they kind of promote. And they all do. They all have their certain thing that they do, as opposed to this festival where it's pretty much a free-for-all. You can stumble upon. I think that's one of the last vestiges of going and just being surprised by something new. So,
is that also, I mean, I'm sure it's an opportunity, like you said, there are a lot of open ears, you know, right, to expose, you know, get your music exposed to a very open audience. Is it also a chance for you guys to really get to listen and work with different types of musicians that you may not be exposed to, you know, on a day-to-day basis?
Most definitely.
John sits in with a lot of people all the time, and I think it's huge. It's hugely beneficial to us that, same deal with Rob, being a drummer, playing with all these different bands, is that there's some sort of name recognition attached to
it's
what
a
this,
crossover.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is, you know, the Dayton jam scene, I guess, is I came up in. I left for a handful of years, but coming back and listening to all these versions of bands and guys that started a band together, and then that melded into this and that, it's practically incestuous, you know what I mean? Everybody's played with everybody, and you could put everybody's name in a hat and just draw out and have like a...
Oh, that's who that is.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, at some point, we're still at a point right now where we're hammering out material, trying to refine the package, and also just trying to really... I mean, Mike and I worked real hard to kind of, through some lineup changes, keep the name sort of relevant and keep working and keep writing songs. And now that we've got a lineup that's just totally solid and good to go, and everybody's on the same page and we're working hard to make it as great as we know it could be, it's really just about letting everybody know that we're a real deal act from Dayton and we want to blow your face off. You know what I mean?
So. I think that's a perfect introduction for this new material that you're going to share with us tonight. You want to give it a little intro for me?
Well, I mean, I don't know if how about you play the second track, because that's a little
second
bit more
track?
Blow your
okay.
face off.
All righty.
If that's our segue.
Okay, that works for
me. Yeah, this song's called Stage Fright. I guess I'll put a disclaimer out there, because in the recording, I was thinking about this on the way over here. It was a source of anxiety for me, is that, you know, we're using the same way like Yellow Springs is like no fracking way about all the mm-hmm. stuff. We're kind of like no funkin' way, but
gotcha.
It's like, you know, so I don't want anybody to misconstrue what we're saying here. Somebody flips on their dial and all of a sudden it's like funkin' this and funkin' that. And it's like, oh no. So, yeah. But yeah, so this song is called Stage Fright. And really, I guess, where we are in the production of the disc, you know, this is a preview and everything.
World premiere.
Yeah, right. And
ooh,
like
nice.
These guys haven't really heard the stuff, you know?
Nope.
In its current form, but, you know, I've been working out at, with Todd Huffman out at ICB Records, and we've just been working real hard to have a good product, you know? And so this is, it's kind of taken out of context of the whole thing, because we're like a very album mentality, you know? I don't listen to songs with, like, you know, if I want to hear one song, I got to listen to the whole album until I get to that song, you know what I mean? So you got to keep in mind, this song's a little out of context, but Alan... In the vein of blowing off your face with music, here you go.
Perfect. Let's take a listen. New music from Magic Jackson on Kaleidoscope.
We'll be right back.
your head right, get right over this state right.
Magic Jackson. It's a brand new world premiere. And we've got the band here in the studio. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. So for all these folks that are listening to you guys and want to see you guys live, where can they check you out? I know you've got a lot of gigs coming up.
We do. We're playing some out of town. Coming up this weekend, we're playing in Akron, and we got this Ruckus Music Festival. There's this online radio station, Ruckus Radio, and they've been really kind to us, and we were like an artist of the month, and they featured us quite a bit. And so we're going up to Youngstown and playing their festival, and then the following weekend after that, we're on a bill with some pretty awesome bands. It's called the Big Pig Music Festival. We're playing with Soul Live, and there's Eric Krasnow's Lettuce, and Break Science, and Matt Pods. Freak Bot's going to be on there, yeah. And so we're playing Friday night for some of those guys. And then the following night, in town, October 1st, we're going to be at Canal Street Tavern with The Lemmings, which is a project of John's that he's been doing for years and years and years. And also our very good friends, Romeo Champagne. So, yeah. It's a kind of start-to-end party that night because, again, like everybody just plays with everybody. So
very cool.
It's a good time. But we're booked all the way into January right now, some local, a lot regional, and everybody can find our updated and most current calendar on magicjackson.com, and there's a link to our Facebook page and all the other social networking stuff so we can be in your face all the time.
be our friend.
Yeah, right.
Please.
Won't you like us? So, yeah, but the Facebook page is Facebook Magic Jackson Band.
Cool.
So, and we're always going to be posting new music and video and whatever new and exciting comes up. So we're very appreciative of everybody's love on the internet. And, you know, we try and keep everybody entertained. So.
Very cool. Well, for those listening, we'll also put links up on our Facebook page to their Facebook page. So if you like us, cruise on over, like them as well.
Right.
And it'll be very cool. So are we ready to hear some more live tunes, you think?
Yeah, check it out. Play Daddy's Funk off of Freak Tab.
Is that... Oh, I got to grab that one.
Oh, yeah? Sorry. Well, yeah. You know what? I'll tell everybody about it.
Tell everybody about it while I grab
so,
it.
So, yeah, in a previous incarnation of this band... we recorded an album, and it's called Freak Tab, and it's available on iTunes and all the other places you might look for music. ICB Records is distributing it right now. They're out of Dayton, and that's where we've been recording our new thing. But, yeah, this has Jeff May on it. He played with us. Justin Moore was on drums. This song also features Norman Dimitrileus, who is currently playing with The Works, and, you know, a handful of other people. So, yeah.
I got it. I'm set.
All right, yeah.
I had it sitting over in the stack for later, but right, I've got it right now. All right, so we're going to let these guys get ready for more live tunes, and we're going to let you hear this one off of their album Freak Tab. This is Magic Jackson on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Does your daddy like my funk? Does he know I rock your funk? Has your mama heard my name before? Does she think she threw my game out the door? Maybe in the meantime, maybe you can see I'm headed toward the floor. That monkey with the bright red ass, he stole my groove and I want it back. I'd teach him a thing if I could find the time, but that bright ass monkey's no friend of mine. I'm a steam locomotive bubble baby. Feel me shake before I come. Maybe if you see me singing on your TV, you won't ask for more.
Once in a while you can cram my style if it means what I think it does. It's a new day and I'm on my way, I gotta hit a new season.
You can't stop this train, cause this train's unstoppable. Unstoppable.
That was Magic Jackson with a track from their first album. It's called Freak Tab, and we heard Daddy's Funk. And right now, it is my pleasure to welcome the band back in the studio. They're going to play some more live tunes for us.
Hey, thanks so much. All right, this song is called Fight the Pimp, and this is also going to be on the new thing, so check it out. Sweaty. I know it's radio, nobody can see it, but we're all jumping around. I'm sweating. I got sweat in my eyes right now. All right, this next song is also on Freak Tab, and it's called Psycho Babble. Kills me, but your psycho babble kills me, baby. The way you move it kills me, but your psycho babble kills me, baby. I'll watch you there, I'm raiding my mind, anticipating tonight.
The way you swing your hips, I want to kiss your lips. All right. I'm not another fellow just waiting here to tell you you're fine. Hey, no need to fake it if you think that you can take it. You're mine, you're mine. The way you move it kills me, but your psychobabble kills me, baby. The way you move it kills me, but your psychobabble kills me, baby. Me, but your psycho babble kills me, baby, yeah.
Of your body have got me feeling naughty, that's right. I don't want no trouble, but loving on your double all night. Sophisticated mama, that's what you wanna think that you are. But I know that you're really a girl who needs some healing for sure. For sure. The way you move it kills me, but your psycho babble kills me, baby. The way you move it kills me, but your psycho babble kills me, baby. You move it, kills me, but your psycho babble kills me, baby. The way you move it, kills me, but your psycho babble kills me, baby.
Magic Jackson live in the WYSO studios. Guys, before we go, why don't you remind people where they can check you out online if they want to get your schedule and check out some tunes and all that good stuff.
Again, we got the magicjackson.com. That's up and running. We're always working on it, but it's got links to the Facebook thing, which is facebook.com/magicjacksonband. So both of those have updated schedules. They're all kind of interlinked. We got Twitter too, but I mean, like I said, you find one, you find all of them.
So. They're all there.
Yeah, but we spend the most time on the Facebook.
Cool.
I'm sitting with the baby on my lap all day long. So I just got the laptop and working the band thing.
Perfect. It's a perfect mix.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
It is my pleasure.
Oh, this was a lot of fun.
Excellent, excellent. Before we go, I know you've got one more world premiere, super secret, exciting track.
Yeah.
Give us a little intro for it.
Yeah, nobody's heard this before either. This is called Do You Right. This is going to be on the new album, too, that we're doing with ICB Records. And, yeah, this is featuring also Danny Sowers on saxophone and Stan the Man on the trombone, the Dan and Stan horn section. Dayton guys playing on all sorts of projects. Stan plays with the Defunct too, so I mean, like I said, it's a big network here, all those funkers. So, yeah, this is called "Do You Right." I hope everybody enjoys.
You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope. It's Magic Jackson, brand new music on YSO.
Try to make it better,
baby.